Hi, this is Norm Augustinus. I'm sorry I missed your call. After tone, leave your name and number. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Norm. Perhaps March is an odd time to tell a Christmas story, but here goes. When I was a teen, my parents went to Christmas Future in Frankenmuth, Michigan. At Christmas Future, you could explore a small futuristic village during Christmas time. Everything at Christmas Future depicted what Christmas would be like in the year 2100. Christmas trees and ornaments were holograms that could be switched on and off during the holiday season. Wrapped gifts under Christmas trees were also holograms. Holiday guests, and even eggnog were holograms too. Nor my parents took me to see the future city Santa Claus. He was also a hologram. I waited in line for my turn to see Santa Claus at Christmas Future. When it was my time to sit on the lap of the Christmas Future Santa Claus, I walked confidently up and positioned myself on Santa's lap. Santa was a hologram, also. He could appear anywhere with a flip of a switch, and he didn't need to be paid. Norm, when I sat down, I felt a sharp jab to my young tight pussy. Before I knew what was happening, I was violently bouncing up and down on Santa's lap. As I was bouncing up and down, Santa Claus was laughing. While other kids waited in line to see the Christmas Future Santa Claus, I came at least 10 times. Until that moment, I had never had an orgasm. While I was moaning and coming, two security guards appeared and pulled me off the lap of the Christmas Future Santa Claus. When I was lifted off the Christmas Future Santa, my panties fell off. My mom told me that a massive dick had gone in and out of my young pussy over 7,000 times. According to the Christmas Future police, a big dick disgruntled Christmas Future employee had painted his body with a special chemical that made him invisible as he stood in front of the Santa Claus hologram beam. I thought I was sitting on Santa's lap, but in reality, I sat on an 11-inch long cock. I was a virgin. Damn it. When the Christmas Future police switched off the Santa Claus hologram, the big-dicked man stood up and he dove through a nearby plate glass window. I have an audio clip of exactly what I heard while I was banged out by the Christmas Future Santa hologram in Frankenmuth, Michigan. I'll play it now. Hi, Santa. I am here with my family. I waited a long time to talk to you. When I am done telling you what I want for Christmas, my parents are going to buy me Christmas presents.
That's nice. I am Christmas Future Santa. I am a hologram. You are not going to get any presents. However, I will fill your fuck hole with 10 inches of Mexican dick right now. That is the best present anyone can get.
That is the end of the audio clip. It was an awful moment. I never got to tell the Christmas Future Santa what I wanted. Everybody laughed about the ordeal when we got home. I walked hunched over and I was bow-legged for a week from the unexpected pounding I took. My father hung my soiled panties on a long string in my bedroom. When I open my window, the wind pushes my panties all over my bedroom. I watch my panties float around my room at night while I am lying atop my foam bed. It's therapeutic. I hope my story helps women who listen to your podcast. Please call me back. I call all the time, but you never return my calls. My friends call me Cum Panty. You can call me Cum Panty too. Bye.
End of messages.
He wishes he could have killed his grandmother. His mother says everything he touches turns to shit. He's been to jail, spent 24 hours in a mental institution, and unsuccessfully tried to kill himself 3 times. And now, live via the internet, abso-fucking-lutin-free, Norm Augustinus.
Hang on a second, fuck stick. Could take care of something. Welcome back, Vox Dick. Of course, this is your correspondent, Norm Augustinus. NormAugustinus.com. I want to get started right away. I don't want to dick around. I want to beat around the bush. I want to get started straight away and get into what I want to talk about. I have a limited amount of time. And I don't know how much time actually I have. Maybe fucking tonight, maybe tomorrow. I don't know. I haven't quite made up my mind yet. But in the last couple recordings, I told you that I had met a native, an Indian up here, a Cherokee, a female, a squaw. And her name is Running Flaps. Now, she's called Running Flaps because the flaps on her cunt hang so far down. I've said this before. If you were to take a big pancake, I don't know what they call them, silver dollar pancakes, big pancakes. If you were to take a pancake and cut the pancake in half, it's as big as a dish, say, a plate that you might eat on, and you were to cut the pancake in half and you hung each side from her cunt, that's how big Running Flaps' cunt is. The labia, or whatever it is that hangs from the fuck hole. There's the hole, there's a lubricated hole, labias and shit, and fucking vulvas and clitorises and all that. But she's called Running Flaps because she's got flaps that hang from her cunt really far. And when Running Flaps runs, you hear this flapping sound. Have you ever fucked somebody? You're on top of them, you're fucking them, you got your perspiration, she's perspiring, and you start hearing this flapping sound. That's the best I could give you an idea of what it sounds like when Running Flaps runs. When Running Flaps runs, it sounds like flapping sounds, like two people fucking stomach to stomach and it's hitting. That's Running Flaps. And Running Flaps is here because there is a Comanche tribe hidden in upper northern Michigan. Now we have 1.8 million acres of forest here. This isn't like where the fuck you live. You gotta be seasoned. You gotta be skilled. You gotta be savvy if you come to Michigan to live to Michigan. And if you go to the UP, forget about it. Might as well stop at my house. I sell fucking little 12-page, little tiny pamphlets on how to survive in the Upper Peninsula. I mean, you might go into McDonald's up there, like I have, and there could be 2,000 to 3,000 flies in the McDonald's. And they're just buzzing around. You might go up there and see all kinds of hamburgers, hard as a rock, and french fries on the counters and on the floor. That's because the people in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan don't give a flying fuck about that shit. They don't care if there's 3,000 flies flying around. I was up there many times and tried to place an order for a cheeseburger and a Coca-Cola, and I was swatting flies all over my head. At one point, I couldn't even see the bitch. She was a black woman, and that's hardly, you don't even hardly ever see that. You rarely see a black woman in the Upper Peninsula. I mean, rarely. It just doesn't happen.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order, please?
Don't ask me the semantics of it or the ethnicness of it or anything like that. You just rarely see one there. It was killed. It was covered in fucking flies, and she was there. All I seen was her goddamn eyes. I was ordering my cheeseburger. I went up later to get an apple pie, and I didn't even want to start on the apple pie because I asked her where the bathroom was. When I went into the shitter, there was 2 inches of water floating on the shitter floor. There was toilet paper in it on the shitter floor, and there was shit all over the walls. They had written words and stuff with their own shit, and there was flies in there. People in the Upper Peninsula don't see life like you see it and like I see it. They just see it differently on their own terms. I guess that's the best you could say it. I mean, differently. And don't go up to the UP. That's all I can tell you. 1.8 million acres of fucking forest. You have to know what you're doing here. In Running Flaps, the girl I met up here that's been helping me, she lives in this 1.8 million acres. I live in upper northern Michigan on a fucking 100-acre plot. It's heavily forested, except for an acre of it that I use to take off with my airplane. I have a pilot license. And it's just wonderful. I just love it up here. Bitches are always coming over here to meet me, and they're always coming over here from the fucking submarine that sunk over here that I'm not even supposed to talk about. But I'll talk about it to you because this is like closed-circuit television. It's really not broadcast anywhere. You've got a fucking direct line to me, and you hear all these things I can say. It's kind of nice in that way. But there's a submarine up here. Now, when I say sub, the fucking thing is 150 feet long. It's a World War II submarine. And a man years ago, this is what I was told, a man years ago brought this sub in up here, sunk the submarine underground, and the only thing that's above ground is the conning tower. Now, the conning tower is the thing that the admiral, the captain, would climb up to survey the situation. They're in the water. The conning tower is above the water. The sub's going forward, and they can stand on this and look around and survey the situation. Now, the conning tower is above ground, and it's painted like a camouflage. And what's inside the submarine? Inside the submarine from this inventor, this man that brought the sub in, is some kind of unusual gadget that he was working on. He was an inventor like your correspondent, me, Norm Augustinus, normaugustinus.com. He was like that, an inventor. And he invented some type of sound that comes out of these speakers in the submarine. Now, this is no shit. I'll tell you this and I want to move on to running flaps. This is no shit. Inside this submarine are some type of special sounds, and the whole length of the sub has a red dim light, and it's sort of sexy. It's sort of unusual. It's sort of like a warning or something like that. Now, I've been allowed to go into the conning tower, go into this thing. It's like a club for women, and they're highly selective who can go into it, and it's highly secretive. When I go up to this submarine, there's like 50 bicycles. There's snow machines there, or snowmobiles, whatever you call them. There's like that there. There's ATV vehicles. All these bikes that chicks have come on to go inside this fucking sunken sub, this thing created by this inventor, they go in the sub, and whatever the sounds that come out of the speaker, they go sexually fucked up. Their mind shuts off. Just this big, long sub with a red light. And when you go into it, all you smell is fish. I don't mean that in a derogatory way, but their pussies are so turned on, and as you're walking through it, it's like it's an opium den, but it's not an opium den. It's something to do with sound. They're laying every which way, some of them with their panties partially off, pulled down to nearly their knees, some with their hands in their crotch, and they're laying there in a different way, some on all fours, some chicks laying on top of one another, and they're all zoned out by this sound like they're fucking on an opium den and some trip, some fucking acid trip. That's what it's like. I've been in there many times now, and as I've gone in, it's incredible. You'll pop a rod right away because the intensity of the vaginal odors that are in there, the pheromones that are inside the submarine, and you want to pop a boner right away. They're all fucking dripping. I mean dripping. You can walk around this sub. It sounds like there's a faucet dripping in the basement of an old warehouse. There's a water leak in a basement of some old warehouse with concrete walls. You can hear the pussy drops dripping onto the floor of the submarine. It's an incredible, incredible thing to see, and it's 100% true. You don't have to go to Amsterdam. You don't have to fly to the Philippines or the Congo or fucking the UK or London or Ireland. You don't need none of that shit. I have more things here in upper northern Michigan than anybody could ever fathom. Things that don't exist elsewhere, anywhere, at any time. I have those all up here. I mean, a sunken sex sub? There's not men in there fucking, but I could fuck in there. I mean, I could pull my dick out. This is how receptive they are. They're like a limp noodle. That's the best I can say. Like a fucking rag doll. Like a rag doll you can bend every which way. That's how they are. And I mean, there's some good-looking chicks inside the submarine. There's some also ugly women. The best thing in the world to me is an Irish woman, at least with Irish roots. She's got very white, pale skin and red hair. And I see those all over this sub. And look at you. Look at you, fuckstick. You see nothing like this. You're in your goddamn job every day. You're driving to and fro and repeating it. You're eating a fucking submarine or a stromboli in front of your flat panel screen. You're repeating your job every day at the fucking screw machine factory with your leased goddamn car. That's not living. What's living is the life that I seem to have found around me. The secret. Once you're absorbed into the magic around you, and I mean that, it'll open up different things that you weren't allowed to see. They're always there, but now it's opening it up and you're a part of that. You've become absorbed into that image, that other reality that's there that you're not seeing now. I mean, this fucking submarine is incredible. This guy was really onto something. I've spent countless hours trying to duplicate or get at the sound so I can duplicate this. If I could duplicate this sound wherever I go, I could turn it on and turn the whole goddamn area into what's inside this submarine, except it wouldn't have the intense stench of fish that's coming out of these chicks' pussies. When you walk in here, it's like you've been absorbed. You've been drawn in. You're a part of a female. You've become a female. You're there in this whole shit. You become part of it and you accept it. Unlike you would say, you're in some bed somewhere, foam fucking mattress. You chick pick some bitch up. You're getting ready to bang her out and you get near a cunt and the odor's beyond anything you can stand because your mind isn't ready for it. Your mind's not ready for the reality of it. Maybe it'll never be ready. I don't know. But you have to accept that stench when you go inside this submarine up here in upper northern Michigan. And I can go there any fucking time I want. I'm not shitting you, man. I've gone out of there, had my meat in my hand. It's incredible. I just walk woman to woman to woman the whole 150-foot length of the submarine as they lay around get absorbing these sounds, and they're sexually fucked up like a fucked-up rag doll. Absorbing these sounds, it's doing something to their cunt. Now remember, what is a clitoris? It's a vibration sensor. I mean, it is. When you get a bitch, you start playing with her clit, you're vibrating it. Once you vibrate it, they go nuts. They go mental, at least the chicks I've been around with. They go mental. It's the same thing. You can do the same goddamn thing with sound. Lesser types of people, on a way lower level, not the scientific level that I'm on, they'll do it with heavy bass in a fucking little car. They'll get the bitch in there. They got a heavy bass fucking music in there, some rap or some shit like that. It kind of works in a similar fashion, but it's not the same. There's no ear destruction with what this guy invented in this submarine. I got that, man. I can go to it anytime I want. I got running flaps. Running flaps the fucking Indian squaw who lives up here in upper northern Michigan. Her entire tribe lives up here in the woods. As I said, they left the West a long time ago, and they resettled up here in the woods in upper northern Michigan. You know what a photograph is, because there's a rumor about this tribe up here? A photograph, they're now offering $1,000 for an actual photograph that's not been doctored, not been fucked around with Photoshop or whatever, or a video. Even more, I think the video is even worth more money. And I have seen glowing fires in the woods. And now I'm working with running flaps who just appears and then reappears or disappears. I've been working with running flaps. I've made a connection with the Comanche tribe up here in upper northern Michigan. I've made a true, genuine, emotional connection where they feel comfortable with me, or she does. I don't know about them. She feels comfortable and has offered to help me with regards to that woman that I sort of inadvertently drowned a month or two ago back when we were ice fishing. She went to the bottom of the goddamn lake. We were ice fishing. I don't know if she drowned. I don't know if she escaped. I don't know. But Running Flaps is an expert at the art of dowsing. Dowsing is the art of finding water with a piece of wood. Now, when I say a piece of wood, it's like the letter Y, and they break it off a certain type of tree, and they put their hands on the upper portion of the letter Y, and the pointing part goes out, and they can find fucking water. It's called dowsing, and that tool they take is called a dowsing rod. And Running Flaps said she could help me find her. She said if she landed in the water, if she drowned in the water and somehow escaped, that the womb can hold 50 gallons of water. That's how big the woman's womb is. She said if she escaped that fucking pond that I fish in, the lake behind my house, if she escaped that and crawled out of that, she could find her by finding the 50 gallons of water in her goddamn womb. So we signed her up. She said yes. And it's been incredible. Unfortunately, every time I go to use her, we start fucking somewhere, and we don't get to the real meat of it, which is trying to find this woman that drowned with me. I can't find her if I'm fucking, if I got my fucking 15.5 pounds of dick in her cunt and Running Flaps cunt. Now, fucking an Indian, an American Indian, a Cherokee Indian, this is no, I bet you $1 million. What I'm going to tell you is not written anywhere, any place. But when you fuck an American Indian who's still from that tribe, say 1850, they haven't modernized one bit because they're in hiding. They've been in hiding since they came to upper northern Michigan, the woods up here. They've been in hiding that long. They're the same tribe they were way back in fucking 1800s out west in the desert and shit when white bitches were going out there to settle and they wanted everybody dead because now they were there. The gods of the planet were there now. Everybody else is to go or die. They just wanted it. White women over here in fucking America. And it's been an incredible adventure with this woman, with Running Flaps. Running Flaps said she could find this bitch with the dowsing rod. So I signed her on. Fortunately, like I said, every time we start fucking. Now, this last time I was with Running Flaps, and I have to say, I thought she died. Because we climbed up this tree. It was a pine tree. They're very, very high. I think it was a white pine or a spruce pine. I'm not sure what it was. This fucking tree is 150 feet high. Now, bald eagles like tall trees to keep people away from their babies, their nests, their eggs. But this nest, I haven't seen an eagle in it, but I have seen shells in it. This last time, or 2 weeks ago, or a month ago, or 2 weeks, I don't know, month and a half ago, I can't really know. I don't know time. I'm mostly, and many times, wasted. I got 5 bricks of Pinconning paralyzer marijuana. I got, it's 97% fucking THC. I've got fucking acid. I got, you name it, I got the shit. I got guns up here. I don't really know time anymore. I don't give a fuck about time, or watching time, or being shackled to some fucking watch. I don't really care. Running Flaps and I went up this pine tree with the intention of fucking. I asked her if she'd ever done it. She's, like I said, an 100% Apache Indian. There's a tribe out here, and she lives with them. And she's really beautiful. Now, if you've never fucked an American Indian, I fucked her before. She had her dividing rod on. She was moving around looking for water inside this chick that drowned, that was with me. And I fucked her from the rear before. I fucked her, we were walking, she stumbled upon this little stump, I bent her over it, threw the fucking dowsing rod out, and I banged her out from the rear for hours. Now, when you flip an Indian over, an Apache Indian over, it's almost a spiritual, spooky, like a movement down a tunnel into some other time. Nothing else matters. Somehow your mind gets screwed up. And it could be this. She has very long hair. She smells really good. And then as I'm fucking her, she clamps onto me, but then she starts singing this Apache song, these Apache songs. And I don't know what it is. It's like a certain tone, a certain frequency, a certain level, something, the cadence of whatever she's singing somehow really makes you lose yourself. As I'm banging away, I actually lose consciousness of me moving my hips. I know my hips are moving up and down as I move my 15.5-pound dick in and out of her fuckhole. I know that's going on, but I sort of lose consciousness of actually doing it deliberately like you would when you were fucking. I mean, when you're fucking, you're deliberately doing this act. It's like you pulled a game board out and you're pulling out Monopoly or whatever. You're pulling out the fucking hotels, the houses, the fucking money. You're deliberately doing something. So you're not really gone completely. You're not into the game 100%. What do they say? In the moment. But when I'm fucking Running Flaps, I completely lose myself. I don't know that I'm moving my hips. I look over and I see my hips going up and down. It becomes transcended. It becomes something else as I'm fucking her. It's an incredible experience. I never thought I could possibly hook up with an Indian. I probably won't hook up with her. I would have said that's the last thing, an American Indian, that could ever happen to me. I don't even know if she can be hooked up. Like I said, she appears and disappears at all the right moments. But, you know, Indians can do that. You can't hear them coming. You can't hear them going. This is one of the best fucks I've ever had. So, Running Flaps and I decide to go up this tree. 2, 3 recordings go, 4 recordings go, I don't really know. We went up this fucking tree with the idea of fucking in a bald eagle nest. It's 6 feet in diameter, there's no bald eagle in it now, and I went up there with Running Flaps. We climbed the tree, she was an excellent tree climber, I climbed behind her. As I climbed behind her, which was sort of on purpose, you get to look up. You see different ways a woman's ass moves, different ways her thighs move, different ways that she's clutching onto things. Things that you would never know in some civilized shithole that you live in. You're never going to see the bitch you're doing climb up a fucking pine tree. So you'll never see the nuances that I see with regards to the movement in her body. The fucking thighs moving, the shaking of the ass, the way her hands shake when she's gripping onto each sticky branch from the sap in the pine tree. You're never going to ever see something like that. And that's sad for you in a certain way. But in another way, I don't give a flying fuck. That's what you picked. Live vicariously through the shit I do. And maybe you're safer for it. I don't really know. but we climbed up this tree. And we got up to the nest area, and she was looking out about, around. And while she was looking around, running flaps, she sparks up a small fire. Now listen to this. This is not a joke. She has flint and I think a flint and a piece of, quartz or steel or something. She has flint and something. She makes three sparks and starts a fire. I mean, I have to use tools. I've started fires without tools, but she didn't have to use tools like in the conventional way. Even if you had a thing, a fire starter or a stick or one of those kits that contain it or stick matches. She started this fucking thing up and then pulled this leather piece out from inside her area where her panties are. I don't know what it was. Don't ask me. And she started making smoke signals while she was up in this nest. Now think about that. Think of the brilliance of that this woman did. She's sending her tribe that she comes from, which is around there somewhere, she's sending them smoke signals. It's an most incredible thing I've ever seen. I'm never going to see it again. How the fuck would I ever see that with an American bitch? All she wants you to do is buy her shit, something from Temu, some Chinese piece of shit. All she wants is that. How would I ever see that? I'm ripped off, aren't I? You're ripped off. I'm never going to see something like that. But I saw it with running flaps. She sparked up this fucking little flame using Indian methods that are hundreds of years old. I didn't get to see it. And she starts sending smoke signals. I mean, the most beautiful puffs of smoke you've ever seen. And I just almost can't handle what I'm seeing. This perfect machine, this beautiful thing connected. She's like, she might as well stand somewhere and grow roots out of her feet. That's the luxury. That's the opportunity that I've been handed with running flaps. You're never going to be handed anything of that. Your bitch right now that you were interested in is doing 90 miles a fucking hour in a car with three bitches with wet holes driving to Florida, dragging their plume of pheromones behind them, the stench of their cunts behind them. All the dudes are following them. They're rushing as fast as they can to go to Florida to fuck anything and everything when they're in Florida. That's what your bitch is doing. Fucking $2,000 in gasoline, another $5,000 staying in some hotel, cum all over their faces, dicks in their asses, fucking cum dripping off their fucking tits. That's what your bitch is doing right now. Well, she's not, Norm. She said she was going to fucking MTV was going to be there, and they were going to fucking look at fucking Bob Seger. He's going to be there, and it's incredible. He's going to sing on the beach and shit, and there's free shrimp, and they're going to do sandcastle contest. No, they're not, fuckstick. They're not going to do anything like that. They're going to take dick from morning till night. Their cunt's going to be reamed out. There's going to be massive scoring in their asshole. That's what they're doing. They're going down to Florida because they can't fuck where they're at in their neighborhood, because their mom and dad live there, because they have a reputation there. They can't come back, but they're going to go to Florida and fuck anything and everything and then leave it behind 1,000 miles where they can't be tracked back. They'll never find me. That's what they're going to do. All the cocks being sucked right now. As I make this recording, I think it's spring break and fucking down here in Miami and Fort Lauderdale. They're all down there. They're all sucking and fucking. Look at me. What'd you do, honey, when you're away? This is what the mom and dad say. No, nothing. It was incredible. They had a big fucking Monopoly board on the beach. It was 50 feet by 50 feet, and people played Monopoly, and they were giving away free fucking lemonade. It was incredible. Then they played original films on the beach. First-time filmmakers. Oh, it was a wonderful learn. No, it wasn't. Wasn't none of that. The goddamn dick and the cum was in your ass and it was in your cunt and the cum and the blood was gushing out your fuck hole and your fucking pussy. That's what's going on. That's the kind of bitch you date. You're never going to have anybody like fucking Running Flaps, the fucking Cherokee Indian, the Comanche, the Comanche Indian, not the Cherokee, the Comanche Indian, the squaw. I'm sitting there looking at her in total awe, and I'm watching the messages go up, these puffs of fucking smoke, and I got my dick in my hand, and I'm trying to synchronize my dick with the smoke puffs going up, like move my hand up and down as I'm seeing the smoke puffs. I'm going up and down. You know what it's like to beat your meat. It is your meat. You should be proud of your meat. Every bitch in the world wishes they had a meat. Never feel guilty about your meat. If you can, blow your cream in their face wherever the fuck they are and then get out of there. Just blow it and get out. I'm watching Running Flaps send these fucking puffs of smoke up, and I'm moving my dick up and down with the puffs of smoke. And I know she's sending sentence after sentence, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm broken. I gotta have electronic devices. I gotta send text. I gotta send fucking emails. I gotta get cancer radiation fucking signals through a cell phone for a telephone call. And look at her send these goddamn messages. And while I'm watching her send the messages, one puff of smoke after another, I look to the right and she's still doing some kind of song. And I see way out in the distance puffs of smoke coming out of the woods. She's actually communicating with her Comanche tribe with these puffs of smoke. It's like, it's unfathomable, man. It's fucking, what do they say, mystical. It's beyond spiritual. It's beyond anything you could get in the church or anything like that. It's way beyond that. She's sending up smoke signals as I beat my meat. Now, I'm careful. I don't want to blow my load. Who wants to be in a bald eagle nest? You climbed 150 feet to fuck this woman. You blow your load. You've got nothing left. I don't want that. I want a full goddamn load. When I blow my fucking load into a woman's cunt, they actually move back a couple inches, 2 or 3 inches. It's like a recoil on a handgun. It's a kickback because of the amount of pressure, the amount of cum load I blow into that fuckhole, it hits with such impact, it pulls them away from me. That's the truth. I mean, if I was with your sister, I'd do her that way, and then she could report back to you, and you'd see I wasn't full of shit. Your stepmom, whatever you got, I'd do both your twin sisters. I'd do them fucking, and I'm telling you, they would blow back. I've given chicks skull fractures when I banged them that way and blown my load into them. And it's not a joke where they hit their head and they think, wow, I've never had kickback like that from an orgasm. And you know what they say? I don't ever want to leave Norm Augustinus. Not ever, 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 ever do I want to leave Norm Augustinus. This fucking guy's a saint. This guy's a sexual machine. He understands women 100%. And I do. Why? Because I've studied fucking years and years and years and years. Fucking algorithms, dry erase boards, wet erase boards, computers, all kinds of logbooks, chalkboards. I fucking name it. I have done it. And I know what it takes. When I die, or when I'm dying someday, I suggest you find whatever fucking shithole that I've been dumped off in by some hateful bitch. Find that shithole, help me out, come there. I'll give you some of my biggest secrets if you help me out when I'm in that situation. Getting raped repeatedly by an African-American fucking nurse aide while I'm up there. When I'm in another nut house they put me the fuck into. And that's probably coming. They don't allow original thought in this world. Understand it, and I'll always understand that. They'll never reward you in any way as an original thinker. You have to be an original thinker in the way that they see fit. And I don't really know who they is, but I know they're real and I know it's true. I fucking know. Trust me. So, running flaps is sending these fucking messages up. And I've got my meat and I'm beaten to the motion of the smoke signals going up. I don't know what they're saying. It goes on for like 15 or 18 minutes. And I'm watching her and she's got this little tiny like leather thing around her ass. But I'm down below on the nest and she's standing and using this fucking thing on this little fire she started. And I'm looking up at her ass and I'm telling you, it was unbelievable. It was a holy experience. It was beyond moving. It was something much more than that. As I'm looking at her ass cheeks, Indians have darker skin. American Indians, Comanche, Apache, honest to God. They have darker skin, and I'm looking up there, and I'm seeing this, and I'm seeing this lady do what she does best, what she is. I'm not seeing some disguised posing whore that's in our world, that's in the world that you live in. I'm not seeing any of this shit. With an unbelievable a player piano role that plays the fucking player piano. It's this big role with all these cutouts in it, and it plays music in an automatic player piano, this self-playing piano. That's what a bitch is in your world. That's the bitch around you at the end of the street, at the corner, wherever you fucking work. That's what she is. Fucking on autoplay, waiting for the next scroll to be dropped into the player piano. That's how goddamn dumb they are. And at the same time, how dangerous they are. Running flaps, excuse me. I dropped my goddamn doob and my plate. I dropped my doobie and my goddamn plate. Running flaps is fucking making this message, creating this message. And I've never been so, I mean, this is a man show. I mean, first and foremost, this is a fucking man show. And I wouldn't normally say this because it's a man show. I have never been so revved up, so gobsmacked, so fucking stretched out elastically, like an elastic rubber band, like the band around a pair of Fruity Loom briefs. I've never been pulled to such an extent where, like, it's too fat for the underwear. I've never been pulled that far. But I was with running flaps, the Apache Squaw. It's incredible. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. I'm looking up at her ass, and I know that for this moment, this is all mine. I'm here making this sound, this singing this tune. I don't know what the tune was, but whatever they sing, it's incredible. Like, it ain't some bitch that's ragging on you, some American whore that says she wants you to buy her a $2,000 iPhone. You just fucking met her. It's not some bitch telling you that she wants you to pay her goddamn rent because she sucked your little cock off. It's nothing like that. This isn't self-serving what she's doing. She's communicating with her fucking people, and I have been privy to be able to see this like nobody else. And I'm going to dick it. And I'm excited about dicking it. Because I got the kind of cock that needs to dick an Apache Indian squaw. 15.5 pounds of dick, filled with cupfuls of fucking cum and big spiraling balls. When I say spiraling balls, I mean they're like little earths rotating around the sun. What is it, 1,000 miles an hour on its axis? That's how the earth travels. That's like my goddamn balls mixing up the froth of my cum that I'm going to blow into this, eagerly blow into this Indian squaw's fucking all-American cunt. I feel like I'm home again. I've arrived. I'm back home. I'm where I should be, in the arms of reality, in the arms of what was day one, and is standing right there sending smoke signals, motherfucker. Sorry about that. Sometimes I run out of air when I'm talking. I get so deep, I start talking and forget to breathe. I have literally passed out. And it ended up in a goddamn overnight cell because I thought I was wasted or on some kind of dope because I knocked myself out by not breathing when I was telling a story. Motherfuckers. Don't you know who I am? Anybody know who you are? Anybody know anybody? I'm looking up at her cunt and I see the pubic hair. I mean, this pubic hair, I hate to say the word fabulous. It's so fucking wonderful. There's not been one bit of dye on this bitch's head. There's no dye in her head, no dye seeping through the roots, no dye getting past her fucking skin around her skull, getting into her skull through cracks in her skull, killing her, whatever it is. There's nothing like that. I look at her pubic hair and I think, my God, look at that. Pubic hair. Pubic hair was designed by God, whoever that is, whoever it may be for you, was designed by our Lord, by God. And what was the point of pubic hair? Well, pubic hair was supposed to stop insects, let's see, ants, silverfish, a roach, a caterpillar, a centipede, a beetle. It was supposed to stop insects and things and little tiny branches or something from going into the woman's fuck hole. That's the pure idea that our God had for us. That's how pure, how goddamn naive he was. I'm going to stop things from going in her cunt. I'm going to put a pubic mound there, a big hairy bush that will block anything from going into this delicate creation that I've created. Well, it's way past that now, isn't it? That doesn't fucking matter. How do you stop a fucking 10, 12 inch dick or a chair leg or a fucking whatever it is, a slinky, whatever she's putting in her fucking cunt? How do you stop that? How does pubic hair stop that? It doesn't. There's no way to stop that. A 12-inch fucking chair leg, a 12-inch dick, a sex machine with fucking pneumatic pumps and hydraulics and shit with a 14-inch dick going in and out. How the fuck does a pubic hair stop that? If you're a bitch, you think about that. Pubic hair was supposed to protect your fucking, your lovely, dainty, saintly pussy. It couldn't protect nothing now. There ain't no silverfish going in your cunt. There ain't no ants going in your cunt. You're in a $600,000 house financed by your motherfucking stupid man that fell for your shit. And that you'll end up with. Just doesn't. I think that when I'm looking up at running flaps cunt, man. And I realize with these smoke signals, and I'm seeing the smoke signals, and to me they look like different shapes, and every smoke signal's a different fucking, like a different shape, a different size, and I see meaning into every goddamn smoke signal. No, I didn't smoke much dope. I didn't do any fucking lysergic acid. I didn't do anything like that. I didn't smoke fucking like crazy. I didn't do the bong much. I wasn't doing anything like that. It was my mind actually seeing shit before I altered it. I didn't need to alter it because of what I was seeing right now. What I was privy to right the fuck now as I asked Running Flaps, the Apache fucking squaw, to come up in this nest. Who's going to help me find the bitch? And I'm so pleased. Now, I thought this woman was dead. I thought Running Flaps was fucking gone. Honest to God. And I'll tell you why. You're going to say, why did you think Running Flaps was gone? Well, I don't know, 2 or 3 recordings ago, I thought I had killed Running Flaps. I don't know if you know this. I always carry around a recorder with me. I did it since I was a kid. When I was fucking recording sewers and shit, I would drop a tape recorder into a sewer tied to a string, and I'd hit the record button, and then I would play this sound back. I'd leave it in there 30 minutes in the sewer. And I'd take it out of the sewer, pull it up, and I'd take it back and I'd play it to my mom. And when you played this back, you could hear people fucking in it. And I'd say, Mom, that's people screwing. She'd say, get the hell out of here. You're queer. You've always been queer. And get the hell out of here. You're always going to be queer. That's what my mother liked to say. I'm not straight as could be. But that's what she would say when I would play this recording to her. And I said, Mom, there are people fucking, and I'm hearing them by putting this recorder in the sewer. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to get off a little topic here. How does that work? How could I have been recording people who were fucking by putting a tape recorder in a sewer? Well, here's how. What is a fucking toilet? A toilet is basically a microphone connected to cables, which are just sewage pipes. The cables are the sewage pipes, the electric wires coming from the microphone of the sewage pipes going to a big sewage pipe. Well, this fucking toilet has water in it. That's like the fucking diaphragm on a microphone. Anything going on in that toilet, anything going on in the bedroom, anything going on in the living room, there's fucking going on, and there always is. It vibrates that water in that toilet, just like a fucking vibration on a microphone, on the diaphragm of a microphone. And that works like a microphone. That's what a toilet is. You're sending signals every day. If you're fucking your chick in your bathroom, or she's whacking her fucking beaver off in the bathtub, she's got 600 candles there and she's trying to mask the stink. She's got 2 gallons of goddamn wine in the bathtub with her and pretty glasses. This is what bitches like to do. As she's moaning, as she's pumping off her fuckhole, those moans make that water vibrate on that toilet, goes down the sewage pipes, goes into the big sewage pipes, and as the pipes get bigger, the sounds become amplified, the signals get wider and wider, these sound waves, and I recorded people fucking in the sewage pipes. You don't probably know that's possible, but it's very possible, and I proved it, and I played this shit to my mom again and again and again. She'd always say the same shit, get the hell out of here. But I know that's true, and I'm going to study that further one day more. But I used to do that. Well, I always carry around a recorder with me now in case something happens to me, in case there's some scenario, or I really don't know, some unexpected event. I carry around a recorder with me, and I had the recorder going when I was on the nest, when I was laying in this fucking bald eagle nest, when Running Flaps was sending these smoke signals, this beautiful fucking movement like a machine, like a sculpted idea of what a woman should be with her darker skin, this sexual outfit. I'm going to start crying right here, man. Man, I'm going to fucking start crying right now because that's how goddamn touching it was. That's how fucking real it was. When people say that I maybe don't have feelings or I'm emotionless or I say things too bloody frank, I'm going to fucking start crying right now, man, because of what I saw with this bitch. Running Flaps fucking blew me away. I mean, emotionally, it went to the core of my mind. It went right to the fucking God module that is in my mind and is everybody's mind. They're trying to avoid it. And I'm fucking telling you. It was that goddamn moving. Well, I always have a recorder with me, man. I have a recorder and I was recording when I was in the nest. I'm going to play that recording for you. Here's where the fuck I fucking thought that I had lost Running Flaps. And I happen to record it. Let me fucking play this for you here. And it's not going to be great. It's a digital recorder. I had it in my hand. There's no setup here. No fucking pre-record. I'm going to play you the fucking digital recorder now. Listen to this.
I'm just taking a hit of my portable water bong, Running Flaps. We'll fuck in a second.
Okay.
Now, what is that? Let me put this down. Now, what is that, man? It's fucking making me almost hard for me to continue this recording. Now, what is that? Well, I was doing a bong hit on a portable bong made out of silicone. It's a portable silicone bong. I can connect it to a fucking water bottle. And I was doing a hit on that. Now, I always carry around this fucking pouch of mine. It's like a leather bag. It's a carry-all bag. I got all kinds of shit in that. I got all kinds of reefer, rolling papers. I got fucking all kinds of marijuana. I got spoons, grinders, all kinds of goddamn shit I keep in this bag. And I also keep my Glock in there. And it's got a Glock switch on it. And what is a Glock switch? A Glock switch is something that can turn your Glock into a fucking machine gun times 100. It's literally a fire stick. It's a Glock switch that I had connected to the Glock, and I usually carry it with me when I'm out in my six-wheel all-terrain vehicle in my underwear with my cape on, or no under with my cape on, because I don't know who the fuck I might come across or encounter, and I want to be safe. Well, at that point, what you just heard just now was I accidentally pulled off a fucking nonstop, the automatic Glock with a Glock switch. I thought I cut her the fucking half. And I shot away while she was making smoke signals, and she did drop off the nest. I mean, I thought that was it. I thought it was gone. I thought, we're never going to be here again. What I wanted to do in this nest was over. It was not going to happen. She's dead. And I climbed over the side of the nest while I was still hitting the fucking portable silicone bong, and I looked down, and I didn't see running flaps. I assumed she was dead. Nobody can fall 150 feet and probably survive that. But I thought I fucking took her out with a Glock. I thought I cut her the fuck in half with my Glock pistol. It was incredible. It was a mistake. And I you heard how emotional I was in that recording. That's not made up. That's not created. That's the fucking digital recorder I had. Just like I told you about recording people fucking when I had a Tandy cassette recorder and I dropped this cassette recorder with a string into the open sewer holes. The manhole covers, I could slide them off if they were partially open. I thought she was dead. I'm shaking right now thinking about how dead she was. But it comes to this. See, she didn't die. I underestimated the fall. I underestimated what she is, the culture of what she is, what she comes from, the fighting spirit, the drive, the grit of what they are. Running flaps didn't die. I didn't cut her in half with a Glock with a Glock switch. The Glock switch is what they call this thing. They can alter a Glock and turn it into a deadly automatic, nonstop. I mean, I used to think I had a lot of guns, but now I sleep with a Glock switch on it. I sleep with it in my bed. Anybody comes in there, any fucking dude comes in there and says to me, you've been fucking my old lady, you're going to pay now. I just cut them the fuck in half. I cut them in half, and I keep on smoking, I keep on doking, and I fucking go back to doing what I was doing. But I want to protect myself. You just don't know. Some people can't interpret you correctly. They get confused by what you are. They get afraid of what you are. They can't fucking put it together. So you have to be prepared. Well, I didn't cut running flaps in half. And that's why this story includes running flaps back in the nest with me. I didn't question where she was. I was just thankful for what was. I didn't look back anymore. I lived in just exactly when she reappeared, and I restarted it. I didn't stress myself out going backwards, analyzing, wondering, hoping, doubting, and fill myself with fucking fear, anxiety, despair, depression. I didn't do that. I accepted her, and I was grateful for her back, and we were able to replay what I wanted to do in this fucking nest. Fuck her in this nest, high up, 150 feet up from the ground, in a bald eagle nest with my American fucking Indian, my Apache squaw. I mean, this chick is just beautiful. I mean, a beautiful fucking woman. So let's get back to where she survived all that. Now we're back. We fast forward. We're redoing it again. We had this little mini reunion. She was still going to help me find a bitch that drowned, that I guess I inadvertently drowned, when we were ice fishing. We had come to an agreement. It was incredible. We had the peace pipe and all that shit. It's really real. There she was standing in front of me. A deep emotional bond. And a pussy. An all-American cunt. I don't know what other bitches are. An all-American and fucking Apache Indian cunt. A squaw at my disposal to learn things that I don't ever know. To learn secrets that you'll never know that I'll have. That's why I say come visit me at the nut house they put me in one day. Some fucking old folks home. Some fucking nut house where they put you in when you have no goddamn money. Come visit me there. If I have the secret of what's going on, the secret around us, I will convey it to you. At some small token appreciation, probably financially, motherfucker. So there we are in the nest, man. I'm in the nest. She's sending smoke signals up. I'm hitting my portable fucking silicone bong. I got my gun in shape. We're all back doing the same thing, only this time I didn't take the Glock with me. I took another pistol with me. It's really a nice pistol. It's a tiny thing you can put on your ankle. It's got an ankle strap. I can wear that, and I carry that. It's just a tiny little thing that I normally carry around with me at all times. When I touch Running Flap's ankle, now we move back to where I was initially to tell you. When I touch Running Flap's fucking ankle, I don't know what it was. It was like thunder or lightning. The smoke signals. She's connected. She's rooted. Like the things are coming out of her feet, going into this pine tree branches and going out on the ground. When I touched her, I felt a spark, a big spark. And she looked over at me with these very dark eyes. And when I say dark eyes, I mean I couldn't see her pupils. I could not see Running Flap's pupils. Dark, like something else was inside of her. And what that something else was reality, was what she was, the history of what she was. Like I said, I was fucking home. I felt a spark. Running Flaps moves down to me, man. It was the most incredible thing. She puts this leather pouch aside, the smoke still coming off that little smoke thing. I look over to the right, and I'm seeing smoke signals coming. I don't know how far. 4 miles, 5 miles, I don't know, the way a hawk, as in the path of a hawk flight or something like that, as a hawk flies straight to this, I don't know how far that was, the flat with the smoke signals. As I'm watching the smoke signals, Running Flap starts to blow me. It's not like the blow jobs you might get from an American woman. It's very different. It's vastly different. An American woman is blowing you based on the skills, based on whatever she's learned from whatever imbecile she's been with. This is just learned behavior by some Caucasian American woman that she's picked up, she's grifted from one dick after another. I don't want that anymore, I don't think. This, what I'm getting blown, this is a different blowing style entirely. This is like I'm being pulled into something, like being pulled into a black hole, being pulled into her universe. It's a total different experience. It's not some white, big fucking whore who's running around panicking because she's got only 300,000 eggs left in her cunt and she better find somebody fast. It's not that panic. Nothing like that. This is a sensual, deep blowjob. And while I'm looking down at her and occasionally looking at the smoke signals, I realize I'm never going to maybe relive this again. Unless I can get her the fuck up in the bald eagle nest again. I'm never going to live this moment again. And I'm looking straight at her and our eyes are locked on. Like creepily locked on. Like if your eyes were locked on somebody you planned on killing and you were going to kill them soon. I know this look. I've had it. Your eyes are locked on, his are locked on to you or some dude and they're going to kill. It was like that. Only much, much more. Like Christ an inhabitor, or some god like that an inhabitor, had come into her, and now we were connected and pulling and taking and pulling and pushing whatever ideas, whatever energy we had into one another. I don't want this to sound metaphysical in any way. I don't know nothing about that shit. But I've never been connected to anybody like this in my life. Ever. And she's blowing me like I can't believe. Now, I can't stop my load. And in some ways, I feel sorrow, kind of a sorrow inside my body. I can't stop my load. I'm looking at a throwback from 1850. It's not a goddamn joke. It's not a Halloween costume. It's not Halloween night in America. I'm gone back in time, and I'm with a real fucking Apache Indian squaw. She sends smoke signals. She can find people with divining rods. She's a dowsing expert. And then as quick as she shows up, she can disappear. She can fall from a 150-foot pine tree and not die. She's like a fucking flying Luenda, only she's a Native American Indian. This brown skin, these eyes that you can't see the pupil, the eyes are so fucking dark. I can't hold my load back. This is a Madden show and all that. But I can't hold my load back. And you know what that's like. I wanted to save it for a fuckhole. You don't want to be limp when it's time to inject cum into her fuckhole. That's where it's supposed to go. That's where things inside her cunt are eagerly waiting in anticipation for this, like a catcher's mitt, for the load to come in there, to get it. But I blow my load. When I blow my load, it's like... I'm starting to pop a boner, motherfucker. I'm starting to pop a rod. When I blow my load, the jism comes out of her nose holes and out the sides of her mouth. My cock is in her mouth, but out the sides. And for like 2.5 minutes, it's like a seal broke in a fucking backhoe. The hydraulics of a backhoe, the hydraulics of some heavy-duty piece of equipment, land-moving equipment. It's like the hydraulic hose blew and all the shit's coming out, if you've ever seen that. I've never seen that, but I'm imagining that's what it's like. And it's just my cum coming out for like 2 or 2.5 minutes. And she's able to clutch on, honest to God, onto the nest. When I look at her toes are entwined in the sticks of the fucking bald eagle nest. I mean, entwined like they're supposed to be. The big toe, the next toe, the pinky, all the toes. They're all in there. They're entwined in the sticks, the build of the actual nest, clutching onto it. She's clutching onto it, and her legs are stiff and firm. Steadfastly planted, man. And her right hand. Her right Comanche hand. This fucking delicate hand with all these skills, these experiences, is also clutching onto a part in the goddamn nest of this bald eagle. I've never had nothing like that. And neither have you, fuckhead. You're never gonna have it. Are ya? She's gonna get in your goddamn foam mattress, you're gonna bang her out. You're going to bang her out on your couch? That's not the same. That's nothing like that. You ever had to look down and seen your bitch clutching on to sticks that make up a bald eagle nest as she's blowing you, as your cum is squirting out the sides of your mouth while your dick is still in her mouth and coming out her nose? It was so fucking moving. It was so goddamn moving. I mean... I have trouble going on any further because it was so fucking moving. Chicks going to spring break right now. 90 miles an hour in a car, the block of the engine is cherry red. Get me to dick, 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 dick. That's all they're thinking is dick. They want to go down there. I mean, what kind of a mind in this world wants to fucking put 12 or 14 inches in a hole between her legs? Why? No one can understand it. And you want her. Why? Fucking $2,000 in gasoline to get down to fucking Miami or Fort Lauderdale. There's dick down there. What I mostly hate is the goddamn absolute assuredness that she has that she'll find dick and someone will fuck her. I hate that. Just once I'd like the men to come together and say, we fuck no one. The whole beach, all of Fort Lauderdale, all of Miami, whatever it is. We fuck no one and drive them insane. We don't fuck anybody. Not let them assume that we're going to give in that much, that we're that easy, that we pop a rod to bang anybody in any time, anywhere. Man, running flaps absolutely is like nothing I've ever seen. And I think that somehow it's a gift. Yeah, I like the submarine filled with all the bitches, getting it on with their cunts involved in it. Sucked into the atmosphere, whatever the sub does, turns him into sexual fucking little fucking drag dolls. I like that. But the look that I got in the eyes of running flaps, it was spooky. It was scary. It was overwhelming. But we were still together. It was absolutely beautiful. And we climbed down out of the nest. I don't know. She was done fucking. And we absolutely fucked. And then she sent some more smoke signals up. I assume that some of the smoke signals she sent up, I'm just assuming this is a man, maybe talking to her girlfriend, her other squaw friend, as the crow flies, and straight arrow, wherever they're at, talking to her friend, telling what a good fuck I was, what a good goddamn cum maker I was. I know what I am. I am a cum maker. Telling her friend, the other squaw, I mean, my reputation here now, did you cum? She's asking her that. She's doing both things back and forth. You've seen goose pimples. Goosebumps, do you call them that? These weren't goose pimples, man. These were goose volcanoes, goose mountains. They were that tall coming off of her. That's the kind of ride I gave her because I was so enamored with what she is, where she comes from. When we climbed down out of that nest, it was fantastic. I mean, I went first. And as I went first, I went down. Now, why'd I go first? Because I told Running Flaps that if I could go first, I would make sure that she wouldn't fall. And if she started to fall, I could block her fall. I could stop it as she started to fall. I went first. I think you know I went first. I went first because I wanted to look up at Running Flaps' torso. I wanted to see her fuckhole. I wanted to see her shithole. I wanted to see how her thighs were connected to her torso in her upper area. I wanted to see all that, the movement, the way the fat moved, the cellulite moved. I wanted to see it all, man. And I did. And I've learned so very fucking much. I'm telling you. We climbed down out of the tree, and I turned around to take a leak. I always got to take a leak after I fuck. Do you do that? And I think it's because someone told me this when I went to college years ago, went to university. And this person told me, always take a piss after you're done fucking. Like he thought that could stop social disease. I think he thought that. You wouldn't get gonorrhea or VD or herpes or HIV. I think he thought that if you always took a piss. So I have had trouble breaking that. I turned around to take a piss, and it was a long one. You know, when I was turning around and I took a piss, do you know that my cum was dripping out of that nest? I'm not kidding you. And dripping right near me into these leafy areas, I could hear my cum drops hitting these dried leaves. Hear it. It's not quite spring yet. The leaves haven't come out of trees yet. The old leaves are still on the bed of the floor. I could hear my cum hitting these leaves as I took a leak. I felt vented. I felt empty. I felt exercised, not physically like exercising, mentally. When I was done draining my vein, I turned around because I was going to take Running Flaps out on my Argo Frontier six-wheel drive all-terrain vehicle. We were going to talk about trying to find this woman that drowned inadvertently with me while I was trying to ice fish. She was gone. I mean, she was gone, man. She was fucking gone. I just had the best goddamn load blow in my life, the best connection I've ever had with a bitch in my life, and Running Flaps, the fucking Apache squaw was gone. I didn't hear nothing. I mean, I heard nothing. When I looked to see where she was standing, there was a massive fucking puddle of cum there. Gobs of cum. I could see where she was standing. That was my cum. It was being heated up in her pussy. Kept alive, kept warm. She kept them alive for me. See, normally when you whack off, when you beat your meat, it dies right away. The little semen's in it die. But I mean, Running Flaps, my cum was in her delicious fucking Apache Indian squaw cunt, and it was being kept alive there. They were just there dying as they leaked out of her cunt, and there they were. I mean, could I put them back in? No. Could I get them back in? Maybe if I had a syringe, I could get suck them up and push them back into my dick hole, my pee hole. Maybe. She was gone. And man, I've just never experienced something like this. I walked around limply for a while. I lit up a fucking other bong. I got a little mini bong, a little portable bong made out of fucking silicone. I smoked that down. I did some fucking pinconning paralyzer. That's weed up here. Can't get it anywhere else. I did the pecaning paralyzer. I dropped down to my fucking knees, fuckstick. And I looked up through a clearing of the trees. The whole goddamn area's got a canopy of trees. You can't really see the sky. But I looked up into a canopy, an open area, and I looked up and I sort of prayed at what I had been given. No, this isn't the fucking ramblings of a madman, some imbecile, some lunatic. This shit happened, man. I never been so goddamn moved.
I've never had nothing like that happen to me. I just never have. I hope it happens again, but if it doesn't... I don't fucking care. Go fuck yourself.
You've been listening to the one and only
Augustinus.
My dick is enormous. There is no escape.
The big clock. In cyberspace, it's dark out there in cyberspace. It's scary out there in cyberspace. You're out there in cyberspace. You're frozen with fear. You don't know what to do. You're looking up. You're looking down. You're looking to the right. You're looking to the left. It's windy out. You don't know what to do. You're frozen. Till eventually and quite abruptly, you hear this distant chiming clock in the background. And you follow the chiming clock until it gets louder and louder and louder, eventually bringing you upon this brightly illuminated place in cyberspace. There are thousands of people there. They're holding hands. They're smiling. They've been waiting for you. There's that thing that brought you to this place in the first place. It's a tower, 100-150 feet tall, brown bricks, tan mortar. Way at the top of this tower is a glass bezel. It's a clock. It's backlit. And above that is this chimey bell-like thing that brought you to this place in the first place. And you know why you're at this place in the first place. You're here to clear out your pains, your frustrations, your aches, your woes, your disappointments, your hurts. The person that died on you, the ramen noodles you're sick of eating, the credit cards you can't pay off, the apartment you can't pay for, the house you think you'll maybe never own, the bitch who left you, the guy who left you. You're here to clear all those pains and frustrations out. And how do we do that? Well, the moment you heard my voice, you were instantly and automatically filled up with this highly absorbent orange-colored solution. It's been inside your body sloshing about this entire recording. And now, at the end of this recording, we lie you gently down. We pop the corks in your toes. And all of that highly absorbent orange-colored solution comes gushing out of your body. Look at it. It's forming a small mini lake alongside you. It's orange colored. It's rusty. It stinks. It's toxic. We shake your feet, getting out the last drops of highly absorbent orange colored solution and replace the corks on your toes. You can't believe how good you feel. You feel like you can go on another second, another minute, another day, another hour, another year, maybe infinitely. It doesn't matter that a friend of yours is making $250,000 a year and lives in a $1 million house. It doesn't matter that another friend of yours has got the best looking bitch you've ever seen, or another friend of yours has the best looking dude you've ever seen. None of that shit matters. All that matters is how good you feel right now. You know you can feel this good anytime you want to. Anytime you're in duress, anytime you feel like you can't go on another second, all you gotta do is think of the big chiming clock in cyberspace, where you meet your pal, your friend, Norm Augustinus. And instantly, and almost automatically, you'll feel refreshed and clear. You know the best part of this recording, the most important part of this recording, at least to me, is that for 1 hour, we were friends. Friend, I enjoyed myself. I hope you did too. Write me, normaugustinus@gmail.com.
Tune in again for another exciting episode from the amazing mind of Norm Augustinus.
Dear Loretta, how are you? I am fine. I am writing you this letter to tell you about a guaranteed money-making opportunity. Are you aware of the fact that parrots can cost hundreds of dollars? That's a lot of money for a bird, wouldn't you say? But that's peanuts compared to what I'm about to tell you now. I have a device that will make an ordinary parrot worth $100,000 easily. Imagine that you bought an ordinary parrot at a pet store for $500 and it's now worth $100,000 or even more. Let me explain. I have designed a transparent dildo. It is 12 inches long and it is made of plexiglass. The dildo has built-in LED lights. To transform an ordinary parrot into a world-shaking $100,000 parrot, simply jam the parrot into my amazing dildo invention. When the woman uses my dildo, the LED lights will come on. And as the parrot moves in and out of a woman's fuckhole as she pumps herself off, the parrot remembers everything he sees and hears while he is inside her snatch. The LED lights illuminate the vaginal tract so that the parrot can see. When the dildo is removed from the woman's box, the parrot will repeatedly talk about the horrors that he saw inside the cunt to anyone and everyone that passes by his cage. No ordinary parrot can do this. That's why folks will pay $100,000 for a parrot that has spent time in a cunt while inside my 12-inch-long plexiglass dildo. Parrots listen and mimic what they hear. Loretta, if you send me $1.2 million, I will cut you in on the profits and make you vice president of my company. Get back to me as soon as you can. Love, Norman. P.S. Sometimes the parrots can smell like fish for up to a year. My company will sell tiny spray cans of pussy parrot stink neutralizer to remedy this issue. P.P.S. I bumped into your big-titted little sister last Saturday. She was raking the grass in your grandmother's front yard on Meredith Street. There was a large pile of leaves near her. I parked my car and tunneled inside the mountain of leaves that she had raked up. When your big-titted little sister got close to the leaf pile, I grabbed her petite ankles and I pulled her deep inside the leaf pile. While your big-titted little sister was on all fours inside the leaf pile, I cut off her yoga pants and panties using the oversized front teeth of a squirrel that had been hiding inside the leaf pile. The huge buck teeth of the squirrel cut through her brassiere like sheet metal clippers at a Detroit steel factory. I banged out her brown eye. I licked her double D bulbous tits. And then I flipped her over and humped her fuckhole in the missionary position. While we were 69ing one another, the both of us came at least a dozen times. I had no further use for the squirrel, so I slammed his stupid head into the ground until he was unconscious, and then I used his fur to mop up the cum that I had sprayed all over your big-titted little sister's tasty, tight body.
Attention, luxury living estates, homeowners, this is Baloney Pony, the neighborhood block captain. I am currently driving through the neighborhood on this go-kart in an attempt to alert you of a flash sale. Ladies and gentlemen, a man and a woman were fucking one another at 321 Meredith Street. The leaves in that pile are covered in cum. Folks, myself and my black assistant have raked up all those cum-covered tree leaves, and we have placed them on a table at the clubhouse. If you'd like to buy one of those cum-covered leaves, they're only 25 cents each, and that includes a free Ziploc bag to put them in. Why not buy a cum-smoked leaf and roll it and smoke it right now? There's nothing better than smoking cum on a hot summer night. We have also acquired a rare item for only $9. You can be the owner of a cum-drenched, unconscious squirrel. Folks, the squirrel is presently in a coma. It appears the squirrel was used as a cum mop by the couple that fucked one another inside the leaf pile at 321 Meredith Street. At this time, the squirrel is hooked up to an IV bottle. It appears his head has been hammered into his body. Hurry, these deals won't last long. I have to take a shit now, so I am going to floor this go-kart so I can make it home to my shitter. This has been Baloney Pony, your neighborhood block captain.
Get the fuck out of the way, I gotta shit!
Fuck! 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 fuck!
Ugh.
Women are constipated 3 times more than men.
When you're walking down the halls and your balls hit the walls, it's a rupture.
Dick!